Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations. Charles, good to see you again.
D, good to see you, man. You want to introduce our friend
and guest here Brian today? Eccles, man, fellow Spartan and good man.
Thank you for having me here.
Man, we appreciate you joining us. We know you have a storied history with football. It's been a part of your life for quite a while, man, actually.
Yes.
Two football fans over here as well. What I found in this current NFL season is that it's a wide open playing field. A lot of 2-3, you know, 3-2s. And it feels like it's tough to pick the horse and who's going to end up, you know, in the playoffs or even Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if each of you had to take a stab at this point, whether it's the playoffs or your odds on favorites to make it to the Super Bowl, who would that be? And we'll start with our guest.
Please. Man, when I think about that, you know, right now, it used to always had a dominant team.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, with being able to sign, trade, mix and match, it's the playing field is leveled.
Mm-hmm.
And a team that I got my eye on, you know, always in the running. I love his coaching style. That is the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're the last, I'll say they're the last breed of the blue collar players. You know, not so much flash and shine and all that stuff. But right now it's hard nose. I'm going to beat you into submission. And I'm really privy and strong and leaning that way.
Yeah. You like that.
Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, whoever's the toughest standing, you know, and I think they'll get it together.
What needs to happen? What needs to change for them?
Right now, I think the quarterback controversy went on for
100%.
You know, you know, a team, they're going to gather around their leader, you know.
Okay.
And at least it takes a good 4 to 5 games to solidify that comfortableness with whom you have.
Okay.
You know, especially offensively, you know. You can run plays all you want to, but the chemistry is more than anything. That's like a point guard and their center,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I believe Pittsburgh's going to get there.
So we'll do it this way. That's your AFC pick. Who's mm-hmm. your pick in that?
Great one. I love Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
I love Mike Tomlin. You know he's a new.
I do.
I love Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
and the thing about it is, you know, and I grew up hating the Steelers because they always beat my Cowboys. But – I think once they figure out, to your point, the quarterback situation, because I still don't think they've got a rookie quarterback who's going to be good, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a backup now, and I think that's settled for the most part. He's going to be the quarterback. They also have Trubisky who can walk in, and mm-hmm. I think him not being the starter probably takes a lot of pressure off him because he played really well the other game when they won, and their defense is playing better.
Mm-hmm.
Not my pick coming out of AFC, though.
Mm.
Okay. And I think what we're going to have is I think the Chiefs are going to show up again because they're getting better every week.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and I
true.
Think they're, you know, the Chiefs are getting better. I don't think Buffalo has quite caught them yet because Buffalo's obviously really good. They came in really motivated, I think. But I don't see the Chiefs losing to anyone in the AFC. Unless Buffalo can kind of get together. I think the Chiefs are head and shoulders are better than everyone else.
So the fact that the Bills beat them once this season mm-hmm. doesn't sway you?
No, it doesn't because I've seen the Bills get beat by other teams, you know, that I think are lesser teams.
Got it.
And I think Kansas City sometimes, I think they – I honestly think they get bored. And I'm not saying that happened against Buffalo because – you should be really motivated for that game too. But sometimes a team who's on the top needs a lot more motivation than the team that's trying to get there.
Yeah.
And so I think that they'll as the season progresses, they are, to me, getting more and more, their offenses are getting more and more potent, their defenses are getting better. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll be really hard to beat in January.
So I'll make this one quick. It's either Buffalo or KC for me. Like you, I'm leaning KC. And for me, it's what you said earlier, B is coaching.
Yeah.
That coach ain't going to hurt you at the end of the day. And I also believe I'm seeing Kelce now play in a way that I'm like,
yeah.
Man, y'all know, y'all preparing for that at all? Like, this man's got 4 feet between him and his defender. Or he's playing like a receiver. He's not the fastest cat out there, but his ability to get open, man.
He's a master of his craft.
Yeah, and his yards after catch are crazy. So
who's going to cover him?
Yeah.
Who's going to cover him? You put a linebacker on him.
He ain't there yet.
Linebacker on him, you know.
Yeah, we know.
We don't
have power to cover him yet. Coming off the line.
So the corner's too small. Or safety's too small.
You can't do nothing with him, man. Yeah. And you know. There are other, you know, we got the Mark Andrews cats out there, not quite as maybe silky as Kelce, because Kelce could hoop too.
Yeah.
I think that matters.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going with KC. I'm where you are. I think if anything, their defense may fail them at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing the consistency there, but they're scoring enough points right now to convince mm-hmm. me that they could do it. So let's flip to NFC now. Who you think? I already know what Charles is going to say.
I don't know. You're going to go with Dallas?
No.
That's a tough one.
You know, it's really tough, right?
Yeah, because there's nobody that I'm like, boom. I don't even look over there, if that's wrong to say. But that's kind of how – there's nobody that I want to say right now that will.
And you can't run from teams like the Giants.
Nope.
Right? So if you got to pick one, who is it?
I'm going to say Philly because they're young, they're putting it together.
Why not?
And they're starting to get that confidence. So, yeah, Philly has impressed me in the last couple of games.
Very athletic squad, man.
Yeah. Once they know it, they're going to be a headache. Yeah. Right now, they don't know.
The only reason I wouldn't say Philly, because I love Jalen Hurts, by the way. I really like that kid. Mm. Ever since he was at Alabama and transferred to Oklahoma, I just think he's a good kid. And I think he's a kid who works hard, and he has that chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I like that kid. That said, I'm not going to pick them for the reason you just said.
Really?
Because they are young.
Mm.
And I think that's going to hurt them. Up. Yeah. I think that's going to hurt them.
That would be the catalyst.
That's going to hurt them. Okay. They're undefeated right now, and I can really see – I mean, they're not going to go undefeated. The 72 Dolphins are safe. but I think going down the stretch, they'll lose a few games. And, you know, they'll get into the playoffs. I really think they probably win the NFC East, but I just don't see them. I don't see them get to the NFC Championship game, to be honest with you. Mm. And I'm going to, you know, it's so funny. I thought about this over the weekend.
Is it due to youth that they won't make it?
Yeah, exactly. Because youth, sometimes you just don't, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Right? They haven't been there before. Yeah. Right? And so I think that's going to hurt them at some point. Now, next year, the year after, I think they could get there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to say the team I'm going to say, and it's not because I'm a fan. It's because of, you know, some things I'm seeing now that I just didn't, I don't know. Part of it's because there's no clarity. If I don't see anybody else out there. That's part of it for me. And I see we have the number one or number two defense, which is shocking to me. And then obviously the offense is not playing up to his capability. But I'm thinking if Dak can get better, if he can get things going with the receiver core and they start scoring more points towards the end of the season, again, some of that experience will help them. They've got some good play of Michael Gallup, you know, he's getting his legs under him as well. CeeDee Lamb is playing better. You know, the tight end play is starting to pick up a little bit. I'm telling you, like, and the running game, is starting to take off, and I don't see anybody else who's going to overtake them. I think the Cowboys could be it.
Okay, I'll say this. For me, it's either Philly or Dallas. The only reason I say Dallas is their defense. Mm. If Dallas can't put at least 24 points on the board, though. The issue to me is not necessarily Dak, it's the consistency of receiver play. I'm seeing balls dropped that
shouldn't be dropped.
That's not going to put you in the Super Bowl, right? It shouldn't be dropped. I also see what I still consider an underuse of Pollard. Because you're trying to split that. Nasty. Pollard is nasty, man.
He's nasty.
Get that man his touches.
And you got a 1-2 punch because Zeke is coming along as well. But Pollard's the guy.
Pollard's that dude.
Pollard's a rhythm runner.
Yeah.
Like, so you give him the ball enough times, he's in his groove. Right? Yeah. But you got Elliott over there that you're
making
have
that
to.
Money, right? You got to do gotta, that. So
yeah, I worry about Zeke because he's right for getting cut.
But the issue to me,
because he's getting paid too much.
Yeah. If they were to bring on Odell, and it's gonna sound crazy, I think they should make a play for Odell.
Well,
I'm going Dallas, but if you don't, I'm going Philly.
Yeah, I keep because
I don't know if I look at Philly Buffalo as a young team.
Yeah.
As much as I think they have a young quarterback.
Yeah,
because Fletcher Cox is a vet now, right?
Yeah. And when I say young team, I really do mean young quarterback.
And I think you can overcome that when you're surrounded by, we don't see a whole lot of Jalen Hurts is around here. That boy's bad, man. So I'm gonna say if they don't make a move at receiver, your squad, the Cowboys.
That was not a mistake. That was not a mistake, by the way. Just so you know.
Sometimes. But
that was not a mistake.
If they make a move at receiver, and I think there's some cats out there, I'm probably going to go with Dallas. But if they don't, Philly's playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like lights out.
Yep. So, I'm going to say one more thing before we wrap. There will be a team right now that is under 500 that makes the playoffs.
And who do you think that might be? I'm with you.
Tampa Bay could be for one. I just don't know how much Tom Brady's divorce is hurting him right now. I just don't know that.
Man,
but there is a team.
Yeah.
Tell you, there is a below 500 team that will make the playoffs. Green Bay could be another one.
Green Bay's interesting.
Yeah, that whole shakeup too, man. It starts. Like, you look at the quarterback.
Why do you trade Devontae Adams? Why do you do that? I know it's money. Yeah. I know it's money. Yeah. But you don't have anybody that can be in that slot.
He signed, right?
Well, they could have kept him. They didn't trade him, but they could have paid him.
They could have paid him.
They could have paid him.
But I also think
Green Bay and Pittsburgh ain't paying nobody, though.
No.
They ain't young. No. You want more money?
Historically.
My buddy, man, Myron Bell, Boo Bell, played for Pittsburgh. I remember he was there his first year. He came out. He was in a Super Bowl game.
Was he a D-back?
Number 24 at Michigan State. Yeah, and I remember him getting it was his fourth year, so he's like, man, I'm about to get paid.
Get the bag.
Man, they shipped him to Cincinnati. He took a pay cut to go back. I said, hey, Boo, why you at Cincinnati? He said, man, I was the worst. He said, that was the toughest thing I ever had to do.
That's why they did it.
Yeah,
I believe that's why they
knew he would want to come back. He said, man, they shipped me to Cincinnati, and I was in there like, what am I doing here? And they was like, we want you to be a mentor. He's like, oh, no, he went back to Pittsburgh.
He went back.
Yeah, he went back.
Well,
I guess we got to wrap this one, though.
Yeah, we got to wrap it. Hey, man, so I would love for us, before we wrap, to vehemently state who we think is going to be in the Super Bowl. Mr. Echols.
I'm gonna stay with Pittsburgh, man. I'm staying with them because they tough.
See, that's how non-committal
work. Because I won't, you know. I'll say Pittsburgh, Philly.
Check.
Yeah,
it sounds like you think Pittsburgh will probably win that.
Yeah, because when you said the youth, that I heard them.
Fair enough.
You know that, but Pittsburgh's a little tougher, I think.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Chiefs Cowboys. I'm gonna say that really confidently, and Chiefs win.
I'm going Chiefs, Eagles, but I think Jerry's probably a little too arrogant to make a move for OBJ, and I'm going to say Eagles.
All right. There we have it.
Thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.